Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is going to be a debate. This typically is a debate for every family, right, when it comes to the Christmas tree.
Oh, hit this? Okay, I'm doing it.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Buzz Baby University, where you decide good parenting or bad parenting.
I got a subtle nod. I got a subtle nod.
You're like, I know. I usually point to you, but I was moving my keyboard out of the way and my phone, and I didn't have enough hands. Sorry.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay, so is this a debate? Well, first, I know it feels weird to talk about Christmas trees, but we're thinking Christmas trees.
Not really.
At this point.
I mean, it's time. And when it comes to picking out a live tree, you know, everybody's, you know, a lot of people have the artificial Christmas tree, but when it comes out to picking out the real, true, live one,
yeah, let's do a vote. 222-2899. Are you doing real or phony? No, I don't know.
Wow, that was not biased at all.
My little nephew was like, because my sister does a fake tree. Uh-huh. My little nephew, I was cleaning out the area of his classroom to make room for the Christmas tree. And I was like, yeah, we might go cut down our tree. You want to come with us? He goes, shh, why don't you just piece it together like mom does? I'm like, oh, sad. Poor child is missing out.
You need to take him to Wilbert's and then he'll want you to be his mommy.
He's a little boy. He would love to cut down the tree. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
it's fun.
Anyhow. But when it comes time to picking out that tree, and we all have that memory, right? Do you let your kids truly make the ultimate decision on the tree? No matter what it looks like.
No matter what it looks like.
No matter what. It could be the most lopsided, terrible looking tree. But do you say yes because they want it?
I have let my boys walk through the Christmas tree farm over off the Salt Road there at Wilbert's years and years and years. Every time they get to pick their tree. But I always give them some guidelines.
There you go. Why? Why do parents feel the need to do that? My husband does it. Of all people, my husband does it. Who doesn't even care what anything aesthetically looks like? You know what I mean? He just wants it functional. He doesn't care what it looks like. He even does that. When the kids will pick out a tree from when they were little moochies, it would be like completely naked on one side, and they love it. And I'm like, who cares? All right. And my husband's like, are you serious?
Nah.
No.
I mean,
why do we do that?
You got to let them think they're picking out the Christmas tree.
Oh, just let them pick it out. It's almost a funnier memory if your tree looks like a disaster. Like the one in, where was it, Scotty? Seattle or
something like that had this people were just like, what is good? It's like half the bottom branches were gone and had like giant holes in it and stuff.
Yeah.
But you know,
less ornaments you gotta worry about.
Oh my God.
I don't know. 222-2899.
Oh God. Got calls.
Anyone
yeah.
really truly you don't have a say, you just let the kids do it. I bet you nobody does.
I think you're right.
We're so controlling as parents.
No, it's just that, you know, I mean.
Yeah, that's terrible.
All right. Well, your calls are coming in at 222-BUZZ in Buzz Baby University. Here we go. I got calls. 222-BUZZ. Hi, Buzz. What's up with you?
Number one, growing up, favorite memory of a tree, my uncle, late in the season, ended up getting a bush that we just decorated. It was hysterical. It was hysterical.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. Oh, my God, we should do that this year because this year is such an effed up year. Why not put, like, an arborvitae?
My uncle Fred, God, I love him. He's 82 years old now. I love the man. But everyone still talks about the Christmas bush.
We got to do that.
It was hysterical.
I love it. Thanks, man. Oh, God, that's a great story. Hi, the boys. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Andy? It's Ray. What's up, man?
Happy Friday, guys.
Happy Friday. So what's the story about your Christmas tree? Did you let your kids pick it out or what?
Well, we let our daughter pick it out, but she wasn't until about 6 or 7 she wanted to do that. And we're roughly the same age that she actually asked if she could decorate the Christmas tree.
Ooh.
And I'm thinking from the years of watching her mom and I decorate the Christmas tree, she did actually pretty good.
I love it.
I was rather surprised. And she did just like her mom because the tree sits in the corner.
Uh-huh.
The back part of the tree had sparse decorations, and the front tree, with the side that you could see, was all pretty.
It's like a defined line. That's how mine is, too. Yeah. It's like a defined line of ornaments, no ornaments, because, you know, it's so close to the wall. Nobody puts ornaments on it.
Okay, that's the question.
It wasn't a defined line for us. I mean, there was a few back there. I mean, we didn't leave it just completely bare. The routine was I set up the tree. I put the lights on because the wife didn't like getting pricked mm-hmm. by the needles. And then I put the topper on. So between the wife and the daughter, they would do the ornament.
Aww.
And then finally, my daughter says, Dad, why are we killing trees? I go, what do you mean? She goes, every year we take down a tree. She goes, and we're killing the trees. So probably now 15 years ago, I bought it was a little expensive at the time, but you can't tell. People come in the house, and other than the fact you don't smell anything,
yeah.
You cannot
really?
It's got all the needles, it's got all the branches. Once you open it up and spread it out and everything, mm-hmm. it looks like a real tree. Well, for me, it got to be expensive because our trees were 7 to 8 foot tall, and they were fat boys.
Uh-huh.
And those run you now anywhere between on the low end of $45 to the high end of $75, depending upon where you are.
Yeah. At Wilbert's, any tree, no matter what size, is $50.
That's right. Now you know.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
You know.
But I figure for the money, for the difference over the years, I've since got the money back, and I just get more gifts for everybody else.
Thanks, buddy boy. Have a great weekend, all right?
Hey, be good, guys.
Thank you. I have a present for you. Speaking of Christmas trees, yes.
Is it for me, or was it a present from Allison to you?
It was a present from Allison to all of us. My 20-month-old today. No, wait. 16 months old today on the 20th.
You have yet to say that right. Okay.
I don't know. This is freaking months. She's a year and something.
Did she say dada?
Wait for the reveal coming up. You'll hear what happened on The Buzz. Stay there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.